out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a wee little hair after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you are listening to us on the Crab Diving Network streaming for you 24-7, or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, crabdiving.com, your favorite podcasting application, however, whenever, wherever you're receiving us,
oui.
We appreciate every moment of ear hole time and brain activity you're giving to us.
Yes.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours preparing for the weekend, and it's Faithless Friday, mofos and mofets, mofathers. We're going to be letting our atheism swing on a little bit more than usual.
We're here.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Happy Faithless Friday, everybody, and Merry Christmas with an X. Merry X-M-A-S.
I'm so glad. Isn't it great we can say Merry Christmas again?
Oh, yes.
I love Satan, and I'm going to suck you dry, and I'm going to torture you to death.
What do you think Christmas is like in the Jones household?
Oh, dude, I bet it's fun as fuck.
Probably.
You know he buys
until
fun
it's
shit
not.
To play with. Oh, yeah. until it's not.
Dad has a couple of pounds of beef and some,
he doesn't
some Crown
drink,
Royal
right?
in his gut. Oh, I don't know.
I remember him saying that he doesn't drink.
Really?
But he will take an Uber if he's going out to have steak because that makes him
boozy.
Lightheaded or something. He gets confused when he has too much meat.
I get drunk on meat.
God damn.
It's a gay porn title, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Thanks for joining us. Don't forget you can tweet us during the show if you're listening live or anytime, really. We'll answer eventually, probably, maybe. At Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving. Where all the cool, fun folk hang, and
that's right.
We share memes and stories and shit.
Memes.
And stuff we talk about here on the show. Shit we don't talk about here on the show.
That's right, Pat.
Oh, dear God. Okay, the soup comes in 6 gallons of this. It weighs almost 50 pounds.
Jim Baker. We'll drop in on a little PTL fraud live.
Right.
When Jim Baker, with Jim Baker's new, what is it?
It's a theater show, right? It's in front of a live audience.
Right. It's like QVC for Christians.
But it's a variety show because sometimes he has music.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know.
Sometimes the Lord inspires you to song.
Hey, by the way, it's Faithless Friday. I'd like to thank God for something that I don't think we properly appreciated it yesterday. That guy from Papa John's is gone.
That's we talked about it, yeah.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, I've hated that guy for fucking years.
That's well, and how
so great,
great that his own racist bullshit is what brought him down.
Yeah.
That he, and his claims, he was trying to claim it was the NFL.
Right.
That for his flagging sales, but that then got him.
Yep.
Righteously in trubs. He's an ass bag from before,
right.
though, right?
I mean, and, you know. His pizza really is, aside from his politics, I've always hated Papa John's. I've never liked it. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I was never a fan.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking, you know, if he was in charge of Chick-fil-A, he probably wouldn't have felt it because, you know, people like Chick-fil-A, and it's supposed it's, you know, it's good. You know, it's, I'm not eating it ever again, and I hope there's no one close to me if you're listening. I don't want to hear about it if you get Chick-fil-A unless you want to hear from me. Because I went by there today on the way to my mom's. I drove by a Chick-fil-A. The goddamn drive-thru is packed.
Well, yeah.
Shame on you.
I've heard it's good.
Shame on those people in the drive-thru. Have you no gay friends? How do you look them in the eye after you have a Chick-fil-A? You should feel bad.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A is not open on the Sundays.
Yeah, how stupid.
You'll know.
Because of an invisible fucking being in the sky that's not really there. I mean, you know.
Although they did recently, they were recently open on Sunday.
Wow.
In Atlanta at the airport to feed.
Oh, geez.
The stranded passengers. It happened on a Sunday and they were Jesus-y enough to at least do that. So
just to make some money.
Well, but they
these
were
opportunistic
helping people.
Motherfuckers.
Well, no, if they were opportunistic, they'd be open on fucking Sunday.
Yeah, but right.
You can't tell me that many people go there because it's their Jesus-y reputation.
I bet there
was a little bit of a fuck you backlash, remember, with Sarah Palin famously going to Chick-fil-A. I'm going to Chick-fil-A. Fuck y'all.
It's funny to me that that company is so worried about like what somebody in the sky thinks. They don't give a fuck about actual people that are gay
that are
walking around on the planet that
exists.
It tells
me they're believers because they could make another 1/7 of a week of cash, especially on a Sunday, waddling out of church.
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
Fresh from snake waving. You want to go get you some Chick-fil-A.
Right. Listen, yes, it tastes good, but I'll tell you this. If you're eating it, you should feel bad because you're furthering, you know, anti-gay causes. You know, you should know that when you're eating it. You should fucking know it.
There is a lot going on this Faithless Friday.
That's right, Pat.
I think there was a faux signing or a non-flourishy signing of the horrific tax bill.
God.
And then he signed a couple of other bullshit things and then scooted off. I don't believe they've extended insurance for children.
No,
the
chip.
By the way, $1 trillion tax package to help themselves.
Package.
And their rich fuckwads, friends. Right.
And he left without a press conference or anything.
Right.
He just left. Fuck you.
He did talk at the, but it was all, you know, we're doing great. Nobody, the media doesn't want to cover how great we are. We're great. I'm great. You're great.
Did he
well,
say
no, you're
any,
not great. I'm
did he,
great.
Did he say anything great about the recent Russia shit that came out yesterday that he knew?
Water. Big water. Ocean water.
And I'm not going to blame myself. I'll be honest.
Did he say anything about Russia? About
I don't believe
that,
we've heard anything yet about that news.
That Flynn was dirty?
Right. Here is the headlines, if I can... Somehow that ain't working. I don't know.
Oh, shit. Working. Kate, get the IT fuckers in here, man.
There we go.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the crab diving bunker.
So deep.
Behind the crab diving moat.
Yes. Eat my dick.
Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera. Dateline. December 22nd, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Yay. Puerto Rico. We love Puerto Rico.
Oh, look at my African-American over here. Look at him.
Dick. What a dick, dude. What a dick.
It's our president.
Here, we're fucking the poor people. I'm going to Mar-a-Lago to golf. Fuck you. That's exactly
what happened.
I've been
working very hard. I'm not taking any vacation. No Christmas for Trump.
Take vacation. Take Christmas. Quit.
He probably doesn't want to do Christmas. Hang around the family?
Who knows what he does during Christmas? I mean,
with Eric and Don Jr. and Ivanka.
Do you think...
And whatever the other one's names are.
Right. Do you think if he put Baron and Tiffany in a lineup, he'd be able to pick them out?
Right. Well, the hashtag ruin a Christmas song with Trump or something like that. There were a lot of great tweets on that one. And one of them was...
whose child is this with a picture of Tiffany?
Who the fuck is this?
Yeah, that's the funniest. Over to the commie pinko liberal HuffPost.
Fuck you.
Side by side photographs of Donald J. Trump, our embarrassment in chief.
Ooh.
And over on the right side, Robert Mueller.
Right.
Who hopefully will save our republic.
Dude. Yeah, man. Do you think he
no
works?
Pressure.
What do you think his hours are?
Well, they said he puts in like 16-hour days or something.
Does
like that.
Does he really?
Like he works. Yeah, yeah. He shows
Shit.
Up. He's got this giant. He's got this giant bag that he carries.
Oh, okay.
His briefcase. With all this
wow
Trumpian evidence in it.
Well, thank you. Hey, you're working 16-hour days. I feel like a dick because I get on in here and say, "Hey, hurry up!" But you're obviously working your ass off. I mean, how many hours does Trump put in a day? Like, you know,
well,
doing what
for real?
You don't know what he does. Aren't there blank? Aren't there on the official presidential schedule? Aren't there like spaces where there's nothing? We don't know what he's doing.
Well, Fox and Friends.
Yes. Oh, right. Watching it. He's not on the show.
He flips over to hate watch Joe and Mika a little bit. Or he TiVos them and watches them later.
Yeah.
When he's having his happy meal for lunch.
Ooh, yes.
Make sure I get a toy.
You know, why didn't he do it? Sometimes I look
not
at
that Pocahontas bullshit, though. That movie was bullshit.
I don't like Mulan either.
You're right. The headline over to the HuffPost. Ex-prosecutors warn Trump, don't you dare.
Don't you dare what?
A bipartisan group of more than 20 former federal prosecutors.
Formal and former.
Former and former. They're very formal.
Yes.
Federal prosecutors has urged President Donald Trump to stand by his recent statements and allow special counsel Robert Mueller to conduct his investigation into Russia's role in the 2016 election without interference. They're referring to
yes
the spokeswalrus.
Right.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders saying
a walrus.
That was unkind.
The walruses. To walruses.
Yeah.
You know, one of my favorite clips on the internet is, you ever see that giant, I don't know if it's a walrus. Is it a walrus in Greenland that waddles up on a boating dock and starts attacking a little compact
It could be
car?
A sea lion.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that might be, or
beats
a sea elephant.
The fuck out of that car. And there is, you know, and people are standing around and there is nothing.
What are you gonna do? Yeah.
Nothing to be done. You're
Shoo.
On that. You're
Shoo.
On that guy's time.
Shoo.
He's so big, man.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of big shit in the ocean, right?
Oh, yeah.
Including under Antarctica.
I always think of that whenever I'm anywhere.
What do you think?
On a boat or anything. Yeah. And
sharks.
Well, anything. You think if you're out somewhere deep.
Yep.
Think about what's, you know, maybe 500 or 600 feet below you.
I do. All the time. Whenever I'm in the water, I think about what's below me, around me, whatever. Because I live at their pleasure.
A reporter asked Trump last week if he had planned on firing Mueller.
Fuck you.
And that's when he was like, no, he's president.
What's
I think I have
say?
It. Here we go.
Not looking good. It's not looking good. It's
Oh, they're saying, what do you think about the revelations of the emails or something like that? And he's. It's the right-wing bullshit.
Right, sure.
He's talking about the smokescreen about his shyster lawyers sending that letter to Congress.
Shit. That's what he's
not
talking
about.
Not
filing in court, but sending a letter to Congress saying, I think it's illegal that they got those emails with the .gov.
Oh, shit.
And that when you sign in,
right?
Every government employee was saying, when you sign in, there's a big disclaimer that says, none of this is confidential. This is all government property.
So do you even need a piece of paper to go get those? You can just be
Well, I think as a government entity, I think as a human, we could probably do a Freedom of Information Act request.
Kate, go make, well, a human. Okay.
He said, yeah, that's what he's talking about, that it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good.
I thought he was talking about Mitch McConnell's face.
People are mad. Yeah. People are mad. His lawyers, his fake lawyers come up with a fake argument.
Listen, Trump, I'm going to be honest with you, and I hope you listen, because
Hope he squeezes us in between
right.
Joe and Mika and Hannity.
Squeeze me in.
Jerking off to Hannity.
We're more entertaining to listen to than Joe and Mika. On our worst day. I mean, God, listen to fucking Joe Scarborough sucks. Ugh, what a vomit. Shows up. Oh, look, I'm in a fleece. I'm doing a show.
He's a faux publican.
Yeah, he sucks. But like, Trump, your lawyers are saying whatever they need to tell you to get through the day with you because you're so,
you're
such a dick.
It's going to fucking blow up when New Year's Eve comes around and Don's sitting there sulking in the corner.
What's
saying,
going on?
You tell me this was going to be over.
Yeah. Well.
When Mueller told his peeps, be prepared to hang around till 2018.
That's good.
Mid to late 2018.
Hey, Trump, you're a job creator. That's awesome. Right. Those guys are getting paid. They're not doing it for free, are they? Mueller and all those people?
No, it's their gig.
How much are they making? That must be why they're doing it.
I thought they found out recently that they had not spent that much money, actually, on it, when as far as these things
what?
Go. Yeah.
Hey!
Well, they're doing okay, but they
spend
haven't...
Spend some fucking money, baby!
Well, the Republicans control the dough.
Buy some more people. God, listen to me. Hire some more people.
The FBI.
Can they hire more people and get more shit done faster, you know?
Well, maybe. I think he's... He's
what's
got,
Obama
what,
16, doing?
He's got 16, 18 people
right.
or some shit like that.
Hire Obama. I bet he'd love to help out. He's probably not doing shit. He's hanging out with
Branson. He might be a little biased. Can you imagine the Republicans? Then?
Oh, yeah. That would be great.
So here's the rest of Trump saying, I'm
not looking good. It's not looking good. It's quite sad to see that. So my people were very upset about it. I can't imagine there's anything on them, frankly, because, as we said, there's no collusion. There's no collusion whatsoever. But a lot of lawyers thought that was pretty sad.
Do you still be integrity firing
Mueller? No, I'm not. What else? What, are you surprised? Thank you very much.
He's such an asshole. No, I'm not. What else? What, are you surprised?
There's no collusion. No collusion.
He wants to fire Mueller so bad.
Yeah.
And they're telling him, you just can't. You can't.
He can, though. He could do whatever the fuck he fucking wants to, man.
Yeah, ultimately, but I mean...
He's got Fox News on his side.
A shitstorm.
He's got... What if that cabal of dickheads ran by Nunes find something?
They're not going to find anything.
They could, though.
With Uranium One, they're right. dredging it up again.
Maybe Mueller, I don't know.
It backfired with Ray, their interview with Ray. They were hoping they were going to scalp him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they ended up getting from him confirmation that Comey had shared with him at the time.
Yes.
Contemporaneously. Ooh. That like the night before, Trump had demanded his loyalty. And told him to lay off Flynn.
But shared. I mean, what were they doing? Sitting around at a bar getting wasted. And
he was his deputy.
Ray was like, hey.
They worked together at the office.
Ray's like, hey, Comey, man. Comey's like, hey, Ray.
You can see all of these people behind me.
Fucking Trump asked me to pledge his loyalty. And they're like, yeah, okay. Were they smoking weed when they told each other? Were they drunk? Anything like that? Were they in the steam room?
Towel snapping.
What do the Republicans think they're going to find? And you know, the one thing, too, that gives me pause. I mean, I don't mean to be a dick or anything, but you should include some Democrats on that committee if you're looking for shit. It should be bipartisan because...
What committee?
The little fuck nut cabal committee looking for shit on the FBI.
Well, there is. There's a big committee that's looking at it, but it's a subgroup of those reptiles.
But it's just Republicans.
Well, yeah, and it's secretly. That's the problem with it.
They need Democrats on there because Republicans are, how do I say this without being an asshole?
Well, and these aren't even all the Republicans.
They're stupid.
The whole point was to keep the Democrats in the dark.
Right.
They don't want to. They would have done this out in the open if they thought.
Yeah.
But Nunes is.
If you were choosing,
has got a stomach full of Russian jizz.
Is he really?
And
he's bloated.
And and he's. I think he's gonna probably be eventually found.
Hey.
To go down too.
Oh really? Hey, we got our eye on you, you cum dumpster.
Which is why he's desperately trying to. discredit.
Right.
I still don't think they're going to, he's going to fire Mueller, but they're definitely just trying to pre-shit all over the findings.
Appreciate.
They're trying to shit in the well.
Right.
And poison the outcome so that when Mueller does say, here's all the evidence, this is where he obstructed justice, they'll be like, oh, he was out to get it for so long. Look at all the collusion. Look at the text of those people and all that.
That's why he's going to be able to do whatever he wants because he's lucky he has a, you know, I don't know. I mean, let's say you're playing Cranium, right? You know, Cranium, it's a game. It's a trivia game.
Sure, you draw shit.
Combines trivia, win, lose, or draw, charades, all kinds of things. If you were choosing up teams and you wanted the best team and you had to choose between people in our Senate and House,
God,
do you think your team would be littered with Democrats? Of course.
Well, yeah.
Because they're what? Just
unless I wanted... You know,
to lose,
to cheat.
That's a good fucking point. Put Lindsay on there. If Lindsay might cheaters, be good. I don't know.
Lindsay might be fun.
Yeah, he's just
gets
a
little lit up.
Asshole. Lindsay, I have a question for you.
Oh, he's
what's your problem, dude? Did you wake up one morning and were like, you know what? I'm going to sell my soul to the fucking devil and be a Republican.
He made us like him for 5 minutes and then.
God damn. Why is he a Republican? Don't you think deep down inside?
He went golfing with Trump just like a couple of weeks ago.
It's all like, I was with the president. Ugh. Did you have a good time, Lindsay? What did you talk about?
We both shot 69.
It just seems like, I don't know what my point is. The Republicans are dumb. That's all. They just seem dull, thick-headed lugs.
Yeah, usually the sparkling personalities are not...
Like Ted
Cruz. Don't seem to be the, like, charm.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to be really big on the Republican side. I mean, aside from Mitch McConnell.
Right.
You look up charm in the dictionary. There's that Dolly painting face of his.
Oh, God. Does he have any bones? I look at him like, where are your bones? Why did Jesus not give you bones, dickhead?
That's what Elaine Chao fell in love with.
His bone.
My eyes, my ears.
Oh, God.
Somebody
damn.
Go to Amazon and ship us some acid that I could pour into my brain.
She must be on acid. That, you know, that's the only thing that would make her relationship with Mitch the Bitch make sense. She's on psychedelics or acid because then the drugs straighten his face out in some weird
or
way.
Or the fact that her family is from Chinese oligarchs and they would love to have an in with the majority leader of the Senate.
You couldn't pick
that's a little cynical
looking fucking politician.
Well, he's the majority leader of the Senate. Ooh,
God damn.
I don't know how long they've been married, so I don't know how, I don't know when their romance blossomed.
Yeah, I guess if you're looking to fuck somebody in the GOP for, you know, their position and stature, I mean, you might as well fuck Mitch.
All right.
Right, Gobbler?
So these former U.S. attorneys done got together.
Fuck you.
And 22 former U.S. attorneys from 18 states. And Puerto Rico.
God, what a dickhead.
Signed, wrote a letter signed to Trump. Which they said they were gratified to have heard of the recent statements about the Mueller investigation.
Right. Self-gratified.
Saying that it's imperative that Mueller be able to conduct his investigation, quote, free from interference or fear of reprisal.
Okay. You don't think do you think Mueller has security that hangs with him and shit? I mean, is he nervous?
I fucking would. What's to stop Uncle Nipples from trying to knock some people over here?
Well, Uncle Nipples would want Mueller to succeed, maybe, wouldn't he? Just to, because now Uncle Nipples,
I think Flynn should be the one who's under witness protection.
Right.
Or Manafort. If they really know shit and can implicate Russia, although ultimately maybe they won't care, Russia, but
what do you think,
they might.
What do you think Mueller's commute is to his secure investigation hideout lair place? What do you think it is?
It's a bus.
Come on, you gotta take a fucking bus.
He's got a limo.
Tom Clancy novels I've read, Ryan, and every one of those has a fucking driver.
I think he has a driver, and I'm okay with taxpayer money going for Bob Mueller to have a driver.
He's an older guy. They fall asleep.
The letter said, "We do not know where Mr. Mueller's investigation may lead, but from our own experience, we know that Mr. Mueller must be permitted to continue the difficult job with which he has been charged.
Yes.
Seeking his removal would have severe repercussions for Americans' sense of justice here at home and for our reputation for fairness around the world.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't get through that.
That's good.
Our reputation is...
Is what?
Is diarrhea right now.
Oh, yeah. I knew you would go shit, because it is. There's nothing else. I mean, there's no other way to describe it.
Right. I mean,
we're a shit souffle of crappiness. Nobody likes us. Who? No. Duterte likes us, right?
Oh, and Netanyahu. He wants to roll around in the water with us.
We got on Netanyahu's good side. All we had to do was turn the Middle East upside down. Now he loves us.
So that's, there you go.
Okay.
John Roberts, Fox News' chief White House correspondent.
Oh, shit.
Trump, I might steal Chris Hayes's, the thing he's doing on MSNBC. He refuses to say Fox News. He calls it Trump TV now.
Oh, that's funny.
Even in his, just in a regular news story, he'll be like, over at Trump TV, they're saying this morning that, doesn't even call it Fox.
Well, it's garbage.
Right.
It's garbage. I saw a headline when that heinous, oppressive, elitist, evil, Dickensian tax shit bill passed.
Right.
Fox's headline was like, Trump finally getting some good press. Right. I mean,
yeah.
You know. God damn.
So there you go. I still don't think it's going to happen. I don't think he's going to. But, you know, I didn't think he was going to fire Comey.
Yeah.
And I remember doing that show where I read that headline near the end of the show. It's like, holy shit.
Oh, I remember, yeah.
He fucking fired Comey.
Right.
Good thing he did. I mean, we might not have Mueller.
You still don't think we'd have some kind of, people wouldn't be looking into this motherfucker?
I don't know. That was a big, big, dumb move on his part. And then to go on Lester Holt the next day.
Oh, yeah.
And say, well, you know, I looked at this Russia shit and I was like, if that goes away...
Why did his people let him talk like that? I mean, I would be like, hey, I just sit there and I'll say anything.
And then the report from the Russians, remember?
Yes.
Because no American press was allowed in the meeting between Trump and Russia, although Russian press was.
A photographer.
In the White House, a photographer.
Who could have been you think that guy was some type of agent.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
What do you think? They should pick some regular photographer.
Somebody's been reading too much Tom Clancy.
They got Trump saying he got rid of the weight off his shoulders or something like that, getting rid of Comey, and he was a loon. Loony, crazy loony.
He called Comey loony.
Loony, wasn't it something like that?
Well, I mean, I think Trump was driving Comey in that direction. I mean, listen, when you go out and you buy a suit because it blends in with the fucking fabric of the curtains in hopes to avoid the gaze of the president. Well, yeah. I mean, that is kind of crazy. Don't you think? I mean, did you really think that would fucking work? I got a suit that matches the drapes and now I'm hidden. God damn. Why didn't he just call in sick? Say, I'm sick. Big tall guy. How are you not going to get noticed, dude?
It's my favorite story, though. I wore a shirt.
Nut job, he called
him. I wore a suit that blended in with the curtains to hide from the fucking president.
He called Comey a nut job in that meeting with the Russians.
God, that's crazy.
He also said, weight off his shoulders.
Yes.
And that's the same meeting that he... spilled that top secret intel to the Russians that pissed off the Israelis. They were
Remember
it showed them as being the ones that.
How do you remember that?
Well, there's so much, but yeah.
Well, are the Israelis still mad at us?
No,
I mean, we made Jerusalem
me?
Their fucking capital. Yeah. Jesus, get over the intel.
Yeah, Trump delivered them a cum sandwich. I guess it's
wow.
I don't know. In this capacity, it's a good thing.
Jared ate that for a whole year and lost a shit ton of weight.
Add Trump ruined a Christmas song.
Yeah.
Trump nuts roasting on an open fire.
That's a great Christmas song.
I saw mommy getting her pussy grabbed by Santa Claus.
God damn it.
Oh, a picture of Don Jr., the little dumber boy. I'm jealous of that one.
God, I want to think of one. Shit.
You're a mean one, Mr. Trump.
That's good.
You're a mean one.
Go
Mr.
fuck
Trump.
Yourself. Damn.
I saw Donnie kissing Putin claws.
Oh,
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Shush.
The United Shush. God bless the United Shush.
How about something like Feliz Navidad?
Oh, this one says Feliz Navidad. Now you're getting deported.
Right. That's good. Damn it.
Jingle Hell.
Yeah. Weak. I don't like that one. Go back. Work on it. Not specific enough. What kind of hell?
So there you go. Go over to their Twitter.
Right.
And you can still, it's still trending. That's got to drive him utterly up the wall.
Yeah.
I wonder if he looks at that. If he's looking on his phone, it's not as easy to see as on the desktop because
yes.
It's right there next to it. But on the phone, you gotta go to that, the spyglass thing and not spyglass,
what
magnifying glass.
Oh, okay.
Icon.
Right. And oh that, yeah. To find
and that's where you're trending.
Oh yeah.
In the phone
yeah.
app, at least in the iPhone app.
Oh, that's right. Right.
If you want to see what's trending on Twitter, you gotta
trending on Twitter.
Look at the magnifying glass app.
God, he doesn't like this shit where people make fun of him, though. I guarantee you, he doesn't like that.
That's the best way to go after these guys, right?
It's the only way.
Sad little boys, yeah.
Sadly, it's our only way.
That's what really drives him crazy.
Yeah.
So that's the HuffPo.
Yes.
Let's
good
see
job.
What's going on. Let's use single syllable words and
right.
and talk hate.
Yeah, man, I'm sorry. What the fuck is this? Looking at this sales paper, what is over $50 savings at Burger King? Who the fuck is spending $50?
Well, we're in Florida.
Two Whoppers for $6? Is that good?
I mean, if you add all of those coupons on the page together, oh, okay. It equals $50.
Jesus Christ.
Over to the Drudge Report. The headline says... San Francisco Christmas terror attack thwarted.
Thwarted. Oh, shit.
This is ABC News San Fran.
Yay. Fake news.
It says officials have stopped a man they say was plotting a terror attack.
Right.
In San Francisco for the holidays. A 26-year-old reportedly stated that Christmas was the perfect day for a terror attack in San Francisco.
How is the 26-year-old giving a shit about terrorism? Don't you care about getting laid, you dumbass? God.
And he said he did not need an escape plan because he was ready to die.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The FBI has arrested Everett Aaron Jameson, a tow truck driver who lives in Modesto.
Oh, Modesto. I got a friend that's from
According
me.
To a handwritten letter obtained by the FBI, he also refers to himself as Abdallah Adu Everett Ibn Gordon.
Wow. Why so many names, dude? Jeez.
He's charged with attempting to supply support to a foreign terrorist organization.
No shit.
Specifically ISIS, according to the FBI.
Damn.
He posted and liked pro-ISIS and pro-terrorism content on Facebook. Well, dumb. Thank God these idiots are...
Right.
The spaghetti monster.
These
idiots,
idiots
are dumb.
Right.
You post pro-ISIS shit on Facebook.
I don't know.
You don't think somebody's going to be taking a look at you. God damn.
Oh, man. So stupid, too. Like, I don't know.
He picked Pier 39.
Yes.
Because he'd been there before, knew it was a heavily crowded area. Thought it would be easy to funnel people into an area where he could inflict casualties.
Oh, God, dude. What a fucking asshole. Ugh. Was he going to do it with a gun, or is this a bomb thing, or...
No, he was a former Marine.
No.
Prior military experience as a sharpshooter.
No, shit.
With expertise in rifle marksmanship.
Great. Wonderful.
He was talking to an undercover FBI agent.
Uh-oh.
Several firearms were found in his house along with fireworks.
Hey, Trump, you know, how about this? This is a good thing the FBI is doing, right? I mean, you know.
Right.
Shouldn't you
shit on the FBI, you yeah. asshole.
What if they hadn't caught this dickhead?
They must be my Trump-supporting FBI.
Right. So this guy Arab?
Well, the lunatics on the right probably think that the FBI is pro-ISIS.
Okay. So is this a false flag? Is Alex Jones going to say this is a false fucking flag? It's bullshit.
Oh, no, this is Islam, so he's going to be...
Oh, shit.
They're all turgid over there on the right.
Do you think he's covering this today? Alex Jones. Yeah,
maybe. Yeah, I'm sure. They got a lot of time to fill over there.
Right.
So that's the headline over the Drudge Report. Fortunately, a potential terror attack thwarted.
26 years old. How are you that fucked up?
You fucking lose your mind.
Damn. How about some Prozac for this dickhead over here? Go to the gym or something.
He looks he's a white dude he looks like a ginger too. I mean, he's
a redheaded guy. Is he the first redheaded terrorist we've ever had or no?
How does somebody like that turn to Islam?
How does a ginger turn to Islam?
How does anybody turn to a religion? If you leave a religion, how do you end up in another one is my question.
That's a good fucking point, because it's not like...
Because suddenly you're like, well, this is all bullshit, but this is true.
Well, maybe. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
What the hell?
Because actually, by buying into one religion, you sort of, think the other ones are bullshit, right?
And then suddenly the heartfelt beliefs that you had... are now invalid, but you've replaced them with new ridiculous heartfelt beliefs.
Yeah, that must be...
I don't get it.
How are you... That's right. How do you close the door on Jesus and open it up to some other sky god freak? You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, unless it's like Buddhism, right?
Or vice versa.
Because not like Buddhists don't really believe in Buddha. They just believe in chilling out and smelling incense and things like that.
Like that Hindu...
being a dick.
That Hindu guy that was on Jim Baker's show.
No, that guy's a whore.
Who... switched from being a Hindu to a Jesus wielder.
See what I think? He switched from being a poor guy to a guy with money.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's more of the deal.
So those are your headlines this Faithless Friday over at the HuffPo and the Drudge Repo.
Well, good job, FBI,
to be fair
nice
and balanced.
Nice work. You caught that lunatic.
Yeah.
God, he's going to shoot up people. Ugh.
Well, we like the FBI.
Yeah. Shit.
I mean, sort of. I think it was Hayes yesterday. It was even like, they're trying to convince extreme right-wing media and the Trump lickers are trying to convince everyone that the FBI is like a leftist organization.
Right.
And Chris Hayes is like, have you ever been to the FBI? Have you ever talked to FBI agents?
They're hippies.
There are not a lot of flaming libs that go into law enforcement.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
In the first place.
Yeah, that's a good fucking point.
So it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that may be where they lose again, because, the FBI is pissed.
I mean, the Trumpalos probably think the FBI made it so Hillary could get away with all her bullshit.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, yeah, among other things. And they are pissed. They loved them. Ray, Christopher Ray, is that his name? FBI dude who Trump nominated and they put in.
Right.
And now they hate him. Now all of a sudden he's deep state.
But they just said they just confirmed the fucking guy.
He was in the FBI when, and he worked for Mueller when the uranium, I'm not shitting you, when Uranium One deal went through. That's their big smoking gun.
Right. So Hillary sold all that uranium to the Russian spy guys.
In their theory.
Under his watch.
Yes.
False
in their
flag.
Theory. And they're all colluding to somehow do it.
Right.
And eight different government entities had to approve that. Something like that. A bunch of different groups had to approve it. So somehow Hillary had the influence.
God damn.
It's just ridiculous. The I forgot.
You think Hillary's ever like, God damn it, Bill, you're the one that was in the White House fucking all these interns. Why am I getting all this shit all the fucking time? You're the one with your dick coming on everybody. Fuck me. I got shit because I actually sent a lot of emails and I did a lot of work and people make fun of me being on my BlackBerry all the time.
Oh, they hated her. I mean,
you're the one face fucking an intern.
When Bill put her in charge of trying to fix healthcare.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if that was the best idea either, because the whole nepotism thing now.
Right.
We have a problem with. We didn't elect these people.
Well, listen, I'm going to be.
But she's infinitely more qualified at the time, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Than these diaper stains.
Oh, my God.
Trump, some of them gave birth to. Helped give birth to.
The truth is.
He blew a load.
The Republicans that we have today, they're all garbage. They're garbage dickheads. They're sucking off the NRA. They've got these fucked up values and shit. They support a rapist for Senate in Alabama. So, like, you know, would it bother me if Obama's daughter went into politics? Would it bother me if Michelle Obama went into politics? No. Would it bother me if some Republican's shit spawn went into office? Yes, and I'm a hypocrite because of that.
Yeah.
Because they suck.
Well, and Chelsea, like, has a PhD in foreign policy or something.
I'll vote for her.
She's got a real...
I'll vote for her.
...government, you know, kind of degree that would be good for someone who's got to be, if you're going to be in the executive type position. So, I mean...
I would vote for Chelsea. I would. I mean, you know, I would too. The thing is, it's like with these progressives, it's like, would you vote for them? Yeah, I mean, you know, you want to see what they're believing. You want to see how they feel about certain things. But, you know, there's not a picture of them wearing a Klan robe somewhere in the woods. You know, there's not. I don't know that there's going to be a story about Chelsea coming out like, you know, fucking hitting on underage chicks or dudes, you know, and she can't go to a mall. I'm kind of sure that's not going to come out. With these Republicans, you don't fucking know.
Right.
You don't know
what
they're
up to. And if it does
to.
Come out on our side, we get rid of them.
Right. Where's John Edwards?
There's still people saying that couple of senators have changed their mind about Al Franken. They're like, I'm sorry, I overreacted the next day, and you shouldn't resign. But he's still resigning.
Right. He's gone. Well, he will be gone.
Yeah.
He's an afterthought. You know, he's going to... But these fucking dirtbag Republicans hang around like it's nothing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yay.
Alabama, you may have heard of it.
Oh, yes.
It's the state 20-some miles away from here.
Right.
There was an election.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not too long ago.
Right.
And one of the candidates is being a little pissy, whiny baby about it.
Wait, is this the child rapist or is this the other
yes.
one?
Oh,
okay.
The child rapist, right. Not the winner.
Sure.
And the he is Roy Moore.
Okay.
Who has been raising money.
Oh, molester Roy Moore.
To
I know
try,
who you're talking about.
I don't know. Somehow to try to fight. He's been now claiming widespread voter fraud.
Boo. Oh, okay.
Widespread voter fraud.
Got a shit ton of credibility there, Roy.
Didn't somebody, one right-wing assbag, say that they heard rumors of busloads of Negroes coming in from Mississippi?
Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Right? Yeah.
That is disgusting.
I'm hearing about busloads of Negroes coming in from Mississippi to vote illegally.
You know, yeah, I guess it is hard to believe a Republican lost in Alabama, right. Even one that's, you know, a molester.
And don't they have voter ID in Alabama? Don't they have
don't
to
know.
Prove who they are?
Yeah, especially if they're not white.
Exactly. That's where I was going with that. Is especially if the black ones. Doubly the black ones.
Ooh.
This is the state that used to have them do math problems and shit. That was,
oh my God.
Alabama was one of the poll tax states too, where they would charge you money to
dude, there's some vote. Dickhead that Trump was going to nominate, I think, to some election position where he in the 90s he wrote some bullshit for Strom Thurmond that they put out, like, they sent out postcards to voters saying, listen, if you vote illegally, you're going to be thrown in jail.
Right, right.
Like threats.
Yeah.
You know,
like if you fill out, even if you fuck up on a form.
Yeah, you're going to go to jail, which wasn't true.
Is what they kind of hinted. You put the wrong information down.
Hey, dickbag GOP fucknuts. Does it ever occur to you guys that maybe if you didn't believe all this heinous shit, you wouldn't have to go to great lengths to be elected? You know, if you weren't such elitist dickbags that take a shit on the poor, you don't raise the minimum wage, you're racist, you're rapey, you're all this shit, maybe you wouldn't have to do all this voter suppression to get elected. It might be easier. You might even like it more.
Right.
God.
Well, today...
Yes.
We're finding out that Secretary of State of Alabama...
Fuck you. They have one of those in Alabama? Oh, they got a state.
John Merrill.
Hey, man.
Issued a statement.
Yes.
That the clarifying the result of the investigation into voter fraud.
Oh, okay. Rampant.
The most controversial issue regarding potential voter fraud is a brief video clip from a live broadcast. We didn't even talk about this. This is what they based their claims of rampant voter fraud on. It was a live video clip on election night, and they asked some young, I think it was a little young dude.
Yeah.
Was asked about his excitement surrounding the results of the election. The reporter said, "Why are you excited to see this victory?" And he said, "Because we came here all the way from different parts of the country as part of our fellowship. And all of us pitched in together to vote and canvass together. We got our boy elected."
Oh, I see. It's outside forces getting Doug Jones elected.
He just said, "We came from out of state and we voted." He said he was part of a group. He may be a local guy who got to vote also, but is also a part of a national group. And maybe they did bring people from outside the state to help canvass.
Is
and
he
shit
speaking
like that.
In some official that's capacity? Not
well, and that's not illegal. But that's what they vote. That's what the Roy Moore people took to
who the fuck
the
is
Secretary
that?
Of State. We're like, look.
But who is he? I mean, is he just some fucker? He's
some.
God, dude, who cares? He's some dickhead saying shit, and he gets to be on camera. You know what I mean? Maybe he's excited someone's filming him, and he's saying he doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Is he in charge of a voter fraud army?
Well, they investigated
like
the poor guy.
What?
Thanks to the help of concerned citizens interested in the credibility and the integrity of the electoral process.
Oh, my God.
The Alabama Secretary of State's office was able to identify the young man who was anonymously featured in the news broadcast.
Oh, God.
After additional research was conducted, it was determined that this young man has lived and worked in Alabama for more than 1 year and is currently a registered voter in the state.
Wow. Good job, guys. We fucking put your fucking law enforcement to work.
We applaud this young man's energy,
yes,
excitement, and enthusiasm for the electoral process. We are always encouraged when we observe Alabamians who are actively engaged in campaigns and elections in our state.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. If you have any additional questions, please feel free to contact us.
Like, what's wrong with that kid saying I'm excited about the fucking election?
So there's no fraud.
Oh, okay.
The only fraud they could come up with.
Yes.
The only reason Roy Boy, the molester, is not conceding is because of this rampant voter fraud. Look at that boy that said he voted from out of state.
Roy Moore actually brings up that guy.
No.
God. Hey, I want to know, did they pull any resources off the cops, you know, traveling around Roy to make sure he doesn't diddle any girls? I mean, I hope they didn't pull any resources off it, 'cause that's important.
And there's also fake news going around that's being believed.
Fake news.
One little bit of fake news is that three poll workers were arrested for allowing 3,000 invalid votes for Doug Jones.
Wow. So that's bullshit.
Despite some viral fake news.
God.
The Secretary of State says nobody was arrested in Birmingham. And the people named were not poll workers on election night.
You know, it's funny because it seems to me the Republicans are generally behind, like, voter suppression and stuff like that, right? Right?
Well,
I mean, it's not the libs. It's not the progressives. I mean, you can think it is.
The same story also claims Roy Moore is considering filing an injunction to the 17th District Federal Court of Appeals. There is no 17th District Court of Appeals.
Well, listen, he's allowed to consider it, right?
But it's one of those satire sites, and then nut jobs pick it up and retweet it like, look what's happening, it's real.
God damn.
And then you say, no, it's from a fake news site. They're like, you're fake news. What do you do, listen to Jake Tapper over to CNN?
There's no 17th District, though. I mean,
you're lying.
You can
prove it. Were you there?
You want me to prove there's no 17th District? I mean, it's crazy.
And then they'll say, well, it's just typo. They meant 7th, maybe.
I mean, on some level, I understand where these GOP Alabamans are coming from. It is shocking that a Democrat got elected there. It's shocking, and it's a great thing. I mean, it took a Republican being a fucking rapist. Not just a rapist, but a rapist of children. I mean, do you remember some of the stories that came out? He pushed that girl's head into his crotch in his car, wouldn't let her out, threatened her parents and all this shit. I mean, thank God for people of color that voted for Doug Jones. Because it wasn't the white people. Right?
Well, for the most part. God, yeah, I think we found that out.
So disturbing.
There you go. That's good news, I guess, out of Alabama. So balls.
Yes.
Balls in your court, Roy boy.
Ooh, 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 yes. Oh, just one real quick. I want to message any progressives that might be listening. You spending any time with any right-wing nut job relatives over the holidays.
Good luck.
Screw your courage to the sticking place. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't be embarrassed to your political leanings. Let it fly. Who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? You got one life.
Especially if there's kids around. Make Christmas interesting to them.
Yeah. Yeah, influence like, some of those children.
Like some of my
child, my God.
Some of my childhood memories.
Right.
Give me some epic family battles.
You got some good ones?
Oh, yeah. It was hardly a holiday if my grandmother didn't leave in a huff and either take the bus or call a cab home.
Why did the... I don't... Look,
she was an angry Irish woman.
Right. I don't... Listen... What was the story about the cake? There's a cake that got dumped in somebody's...
My dad's birthday party and all kinds of people were over and he was being apparently a dick to my mom and just being an asshole. And
yeah. Just joking around and
she took the cake and said, "Happy birthday, you son of a bitch," and dumped it right in his lap.
Did she make the cake?
And they produced me.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This
goodness.
Upbringing.
Like, yeah, you wouldn't have it any other way, but... Listen, did she make the cake herself?
Fuck no. Are you kidding me?
Your mom cooked. I don't know.
Yeah, and she wasn't a baker, though.
All right.
She hated baking for some reason. She loved cooking, but wasn't into baking.
Right.
So now she...
That's a good one.
She bought some cake and dumped it in his lap.
Right.
And... lots of hilarity ensued.
Yeah.
Everybody laughed.
Yeah. Do you have a coffee table with fish inlaid into the glass?
Seahorses.
Seahorses, yeah. It was great.
My parents were wild. It is Faithless Friday, y'all. Thanks for joining us.
We got a coffee table with a seahorse in the glass, but it's dead. I mean, it's
that's like shellacked, acetate or whatever. Yeah, yeah.
That animal died for that table.
Maybe it died before.
Maybe.
Don't forget, if you want to help us out, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yes.
Thanks to those that have.
Right.
We appreciate it.
We.
Oh. Alabama, the Secretary of State, will be certifying the election.
Oh,
next
shit.
Next week on the 28th, they've said.
What are you right-wing nut jobs going to do? Are you going to run into the streets? I mean, are you going to slowly walk into the streets and not have a heart attack? Are you going to...
The Alabama Governor Kay Ivey.
Yes.
Attorney General Steve Marshall and Secretary of State John Merrill will meet to certify the win.
Yay.
They're saying it's a 1.5% percentage points. Which is not that far away from an automatic recount, but...
That's it. Damn.
Against a child rapist. Keep being you, Alabama. I mean, I guess we should pat them on their little...
That really must...
Bless their little hearts, as they say down here.
People running for office in, like, Connecticut, and I don't mean to be a dickhead. In other places, must be like, shit, man, I can't do any of this shit Roy Moore did and even be considered for dog catcher. I'm going to go to Alabama and run for something. Fuck. Got kicked out of a mall for being creepy.
And Moore has yet to concede.
No.
It happened on December 12th, so he has yet to concede.
Yeah. Well, Roy, listen, I get it. It would never occur to you to not be a whiny little bitch, baby, when you don't get your fucking way. I get it. You're an asshole, you know? Why should we expect you to not be an asshole?
Correct. Why should we expect
anything? He's a dick, right?
Well, that's why people are saying, oh, and you think next year's going to be better? And everybody's saying, well, no, he's still going to be him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like, how old is he?
71, 2?
He's not going to have a moment. He's not going to be like, oh, God, you're right. You know what?
Self-awareness and an epiphany.
I shouldn't have raped all those underage kids. God, imagine this shit we don't know about with Roy Moore.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, God damn.
With many of them.
Oh, yeah.
I would think.
God. Skeletons.
The here is your prepare, gird your ear loins, and prepare for an assault. This is a little clip of the most influential news team, apparently, according to Media Matters.
What is wrong with our country?
Brian Kilmeade, Ainsley Earhart, and Steve Doocy.
How do you start your day listening to these fucknuts, honestly?
Steve Doocy, this is them talking about... I know, you know we've talked, we've screamed and yelled about it here, and this Jerusalem choice, which is just unnecessary.
We didn't need to do it, right?
100% unfucking necessary. It's just being a giant... festering asshole of a country. That's all it is.
The United States of shush shouldn't have said shit about this.
United shush.
United shush. All right. He even fucked that up. He even fucked that up. That's supposed to be a big moment for Schittler.
Well, I think his partial was what he's having problems with.
Yeah, I know. I know. He fucked it up. Fuck up.
But how great was that? Just you, and you could see it on his face. You could see it on his face. This is supposed to be a moment. He was one of his promises that he's throwing out to the evangelicals.
It's a big one.
So they got something that they can beat their wives over,
right?
Which makes them happy.
Shush.
God bless the United Shush.
You know, it's crazy because he just could have said God bless, period, and not if.
Well, because he said, God bless the Palestinians, God bless the Israelis, God bless the United Church.
What did the Palestinians think when they were like, hey, God bless the Palestinians? I'd be like, you took our, you know.
The Palestinian poobah today or yesterday said, "We're no more peace talks if it involves the United States. We're done. The United States is involved. We're done."
I mean, can you blame the guy?
Well, right. Here we go. Loading.
Yes. God bless the United States. Thank you very much.
There's just something about him. I you know, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in outside magical forces, but there is something about him that he's just, why is he so bizarre?
And Pence looks like, looks like his conjoined twin on his shoulder,
right?
From the way this camera angle
you think
is.
Pence, when he's hanging around his fucking rabbit, he looks at his rabbit, he's like, hey rabbit, why is my boss so fucking weird?
God, Pence is,
you want a carrot?
Craven.
He really is
whore.
God bless the United States. Thank you very much.
He's got his tiny little drinking water hands. God damn, he's so weird.
Here is Fox and Friends, anyway, talking about the United Nations, which, of course, they, I'm sure, hate because how dare anyone else in the world have an opinion about the United States?
Oh, yes.
How dare you challenge us?
We're the prettiest.
Here they are. Here it is. They're talking about the money, the foreign aid. They love the fact that Trump and Nikki Haley were like, we're going to remember this. And if anyone comes to us for
help, embarrassing.
We're going to remember if you come to us.
Are you on The Sopranos, you dickheads?
Fox and Friends.
Right.
In the morning. Loading. Taking a while for some reason.
Our internet sucks.
They are simply saying Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. That's something that the U.S. Congress has said for decades.
That's something the U.S. Congress has said for decades. You moron. They haven't done it for very specific reasons. And part of the process was that we would settle that when the peace process is over with.
Is this Doocy?
Yes, Doocy.
Hey, Doocy. So, okay. So you're fine with it. But what? Then explain why the Palestinians are so upset. Do you think?
Well, they're terrorists and evil Muslims.
Oh, okay.
Capital of Israel. That's something that the U.S. Congress has said for decades. And this president has come out and said, look, if you're not with us, why should we be paying so much of the light bill? And take a look. We've got the figures right here. The U.S. commitment to the United Nations in 2017 was north of $10 billion.
All right, so there are 100.
What could you do with that kind of money? Well, you know, you could pay
$10 billion.
So what?
Well, you know what I could do with $10 billion? I could have a big, giant swimming pool and fill it with champagne.
But so what? So what? It's $10 million. We are rich. We could.
Billion.
$10 billion. Okay. Yeah. Who fucking cares? I mean, if it buys the planet not blowing up,
well, right.
If it buys wars not happening, well, isn't that worth it? I mean, goddamn, guys.
All right, so there are
what could you do with that kind of money? Well, you know, you could pay for half of the border wall because it looks like that's estimated.
See, if we tell the UN to fuck off, we could build that lovely wall and keep those nasty brown people out.
They don't make any sense. They don't make any sense. I mean, you know, the idea that if, like, what's the point of having a United Nations? What's the point of everybody getting there, hanging out together and talking about shit if we just expect everyone to fucking agree with us? Then why? What's the point?
But America, dude, should lead. We're the biggest and strongest and most Jesus-y.
Do you think him, by characterizing us as, like, paying a $10 million light bill, do you think Steve Dickhead Ducey is simplifying the situation in the Middle East? Oh,
yeah. This is the UN. It's the whole world.
Right.
We give $10 billion to the UN.
We give it to the world, and it stabilizes the world. Well, yeah. Let's spend... I'm for spending
that. But then
that.
Those evil countries get together and tell us that we did something shitty. Okay. How dare they?
Right.
And that's what's happening. How dare they challenge us? When we're the biggest, richest country and we contribute the most, you should bow over and suck our dicks.
Right. Suck our big dicks. Hey, America first. So what?
Horrible people running this country. Yeah. I mean, just horrific.
I mean, don't we all want to travel?
That's that Ayn Rand bullshit.
Yeah.
That's that me. Fuck you, I got mine.
You know what? Somebody get elected to office to president that's not a dickhead. And you find out how much aid we have to give. So if I go out of the country and I go to France, somebody doesn't piss on my face because I'm a fucking American. Figure out what it is and pay it. I don't want to be hated. Right? Do you want to be hated?
Well, you know, you could pay for half of the border wall because it looks like that's estimated a little north of $20 billion.
All right, so listen to this breakdown. There are 128 countries that voted against it, right? Of those 121, the majority of them received U.S. foreign aid last year.
Look at those ungrateful bastards.
What does that have to do with fucking anything? I mean,
this is why we're hated. This is why we're rightfully hated in the world right now, is because of this attitude. The fuck you. We're the big dick on the planet.
Oh,
you
yes.
listen to us, you asshole.
I mean, and also, don't we have a lot of money because, you know, don't we take advantage of the whole planet anyway? I mean,
well, yeah, and
this is like giving back kind of thing. What do we want? Not a stabilized planet to live on?
And how many times have we stuck our noses in and fucked things up?
Yes.
Especially the Mideast.
Right.
Why do the Iranians hate us? Because they're godless sand N-words who worship that Muslim pedophile. No. Look up your history, boo-boo, and see about the Shah of Iran, who we, the CIA and us, helped depose their elected leader and put the fucking Shah, who was a tyrant, in charge.
Man.
Because he was going to sell us some oil.
God damn it. We are so lucky in this country. You can go to a fucking grocery store. There's food everywhere. There's fucking food everywhere. You know, we don't run out of anything. We all have cars. You know, we don't have riots in the streets. There's not warlords everywhere. Why can't we have a lot of money? Why can't we give back some? Right. $10 billion. And so what?
Why can't we, instead of giving $1 trillion to the rich fuckwaddles, why can't we guarantee food and a place to live for everybody?
I mean, the planet isn't here for us to just fuck. You know,
Christians would
this America
disagree.
Shit.
This is here. This was put here for the Lord. There's people that believe that we'll never run out of oil because the Lord won't allow it. Snap his toes and more oil will burble up from the bottom of from the center of the earth. Good Christians here to lap up.
Shit, man. I mean, it's, I don't know.
God will provide.
How's God going to provide? He's busy every Sunday making Notre Dame win.
Right.
Please.
Those 121, the majority of them received U.S. foreign aid last year.
Yep.
Your tax dollars. The top recipients, Iraq, got $4.3 billion from the U.S.
and we skull-fucked Iraq.
Based on a lie.
Right.
Not that, hey, not that it matters. Hey, if we were working, if there was truth to it, would it have made a difference to the people in Iraq if we bombed them to hell and back? No, right. Not really. It doesn't make a difference. We bombed the living shit of shit out of them based on a lie.
Right.
Dead kids, dead people, no infrastructure. They're
and
fucked.
Yeah, and we destabilized Iraq.
Yeah, now they have ISIS, right? It's all fucked.
ISIS was the direct result. And yeah, Saddam was heinous. But he was holding things together, sadly. There. Yeah.
What do these people
sometimes
say
sometimes there's lesser evil.
Yeah, he's got to go. He's got to go. He's got to go. That's what people said. He's got to go.
I think a lot of these guys thought, like Trump, that it was just going to be, we're going to plant the U.S. flag in Iraq, and it was going to be the 51st state, and all that oil, all that oil would be ours. Trump said, why didn't we take all the oil? I don't know. Why did we go into Iraq and not take all the oil?
I mean, I've never been to the Middle East. I don't know what it's fucking like, but I know what it's like over here. We got you can watch all kinds of bullshit on Netflix. You know, everybody's comfy. Not everybody. There's poor people here. I'm not saying that. But, like, we have so much. We don't know what it's like to live in a country where there's less. And then bomb the shit out of it.
Right. So this goes on with more numbers of look at all these evil countries who voted against us, these takers.
Good God,
here's,
guys.
Here's the end of this little bit. Yeah.
Us, we're going to save a lot of money. We don't care.
Yeah, it would be interesting if the president decided, I don't know if he can do this, to shave off, let's say, $2 billion and just say, I'm going to start the border wall. I'm going to punish the world.
I'm going to punish the world. Oh, give me a second. Hold on. Go to commercial. I've got to touch myself.
He doesn't need to touch himself.
Ainsley.
Listen, man, this guy's like, when somebody like Steve Doocy starts out a sentence with, you know, I don't know if Trump's allowed
kill
to
me.
Do,
oh,
it's
kill me.
God,
yeah.
I can't tell the douchebags apart. They're so vile. When he starts a sentence off with, I don't know if Trump's allowed to do this, but
no,
you know, he's going to say something shitty.
Right. No,
I'll just shave off $2 billion. Start the border wall.
Punish the world.
What he is says, the point?
He says with a little jump in his crotch.
This America First.
A little twitch.
A little one is throbbing. This America First nationalism bullshit. It's not good for us. It's not. Look at these people. We're turning into little. We are. We're spoiled brats.
Horrific.
To shave off, let's say, $2 billion, and just say, I'm going to start the border wall. Mm-hmm. I'm going to punish the world.
I'm pretty sure Congress is.
Wait. Let's circumcise the world.
He said he was going to punish the cunt. That's what he said. Listen, go back. Listen, I'm sorry. He said that.
He was looking at Ainsley.
To shave off, let's say, $2 billion and just say, I'm going to start the border wall. I'm going to punish the world.
I'm pretty sure Congress has got to reapportion it.
I just didn't realize.
Oh, fuck. I'm pretty sure Congress has to reapportion it. You know, that would be really nice.
You know what? I mean this in the nicest way possible. Obama, I think this deep state is actually a good idea. Could you and Eric get that going and then shut this Fox and Friends down? Here's what Fox and Friends is. Ooh, if we lived in a lot more fascist state, we could do all this great shit.
Right.
That's their show. I wish Trump could do more bad shit. And then all these idiots sit around and they listen to it. They're like, oh, yeah, it would be great. We could make America even greater. Let's just start the border wall now. Fuck it. Fuck everything. This is not good for us. This is fucking us up. If we could be fucked up anymore.
And that's Fox and Friends is probably the most... Got the highest ratings for morning shows, right?
Say it.
Or does the Today Show still have it?
You're telling me that this is the most influential shit on in the media?
Well, yeah, because, you know, Trump's sitting there with his bunny slippers on.
Made for meal bunnies.
Having a bacon and egg biscuit from McDonald's.
No bun.
I love the hash browns.
You know what he says? You know what he says when he met Mike Pence's little bunny rabbit? He was like, oh, that made some great shoes for my feet.
I love Hassan Pfeffer.
God, I hate this. This show is killing us. This Fox and Friends.
Yeah, oh, I think Menaris. It's like, yeah, maybe some blood pressure issues, yeah, but I don't know.
No kidding, man. This Fox and Friends show, I mean, all it is just right-wing nut jobs jacking off about what they wish they could do if they were in power. They are in power. They want to do more bad shit.
Right?
Jesus.
So there we go, you all.
What is it like to be?
Oh wait, there's more.
Oh,
I apologize.
God.
so many people were anti-Israel. So many countries were anti-Israel.
Yes.
All right.
Anti-Israel.
I hate these white people. Listen to these white people. Yes.
I saw comments throughout different stories about this that were like, the rest of the world is anti-American and anti-Israel. That's why we have to stand together. Fuck them all.
Wait a second. Hold on a second. Why would we ever consider that if there are a lot of people anti us? I mean, can we have a moment of self-reflection? Are we capable
How dare
of
you?
That? Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I didn't know what I was thinking.
There's an awful lot of brown people out there.
Yeah. Yeah, people.
And all those socialists.
Oh, yeah.
Like the white people.
These Trumpalos like this, though. They don't even care if they're right. They just want to say, fuck you. We're America. We want to walk right. around with our big dicks out.
Just like Jesus would say.
Oh, yes.
Fuck you. I got mine.
Right. But didn't he take a loaf of bread and share it with 3,000 people or whatever?
He probably charged them and made them drug test.
Oh, yeah. Is that true?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Pee in a cup.
Right. Did they support Roy Moore, the molester, on Fox News, Fox and Friends? I mean, did they?
Probably. Yeah. I think they were leaning in that direction.
Ainsley, come on. Don't you have a vagina?
It is Faithless Friday, y'all. Thanks for joining us.
Yes.
Don't forget, we're here every goddamn weekday. Next Monday is that... That pagan holiday adopted by early Christians.
Oh, yes.
We're not going to have a show on that day. So.
Yeah, we're celebrating the birth of Black Jesus.
On Monday the 25th, we will have no show. We'll be back on Tuesday.
Wasn't Jesus gay? Isn't there a lot of proof? I wish there were.
Highly unusual for a man to reach 33 and be unmarried in the Jewish culture of that time.
Right.
And especially... to hang out with 12 other unmarried guys same age.
Right.
It was like the Village People. Rotating cast.
Oh, yes.
In the Navy.
How did he have time
in
to...
In the Roman Navy.
Who taught him how to be a carpenter, by the way?
Joseph, his daddy.
Oh, okay.
Or his stepdaddy.
God, if I was Joseph, I would be like, oh, okay, now I get to raise you. I didn't even get to have sex to produce you. I just have you. That sucks. Could you imagine... you're hanging out with some chick, and all of a sudden she gets pregnant, and you didn't do it. You didn't choose to have a baby. Some fucked up deity gave you a kid.
Well, there are some gospels that
hey, God, don't start that up again. God, that sucks.
There are some gospels that suggest that Joseph and Mary had other kids.
Oh, really?
Jesus had brothers and sisters.
Well, why didn't they get
especially
crucified?
A couple of the gospels that didn't, for some reason, didn't get elected into the Bible, even though it was written by God.
Like
Josephus, I think there's a gospel of.
Is Jesus
Thomas.
Mad that his sisters and brothers weren't fucking nailed on a cross too? Why me? Why me, dude? Why me, Dad?
Well, he was the hippie.
Yeah, but that sucks, man. That's not fair. That was God was like, oh yeah, not Tina, not Mark. Not Tommy over there, but Jesus, come here. This is going to be a real bummer, but, you know, sorry. Why'd you pick me, Dad? Why? I don't know.
Well, wait a second. None of the Gospels were written at the time.
What do you mean?
None of the Gospels are eyewitness accounts. They were written, I think the earliest one was written 50-ish years after.
Nobody covered this on their podcast back
then? Well, but they talked to friends.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's word of mouth.
That's why there are historians that... even think there's not enough evidence to prove that there was a historical Jesus, let alone one coming back from the dead and raising people from the dead and walking on water and shit.
If you listen to this and you believe any of that crap, does that shake your faith? Does that make you give you pause or no? You're like, fuck
but,
it, who
know,
cares?
I mean, whatever you want to believe. Just don't make me believe it.
Yeah,
don't stick it into our laws.
Yeah, believe whatever you want. Just know Jesus was black and he had brothers and sisters that didn't get nailed up, but he did. So, you know.
I've got a story here on this Faithless Friday. Oh, while I'm looking this shit up, let's drop in on a little live baker.
Hell yeah.
This is the Jim Baker Show, the PTL.
Oh, shit.
Show live as Jim Baker sells his end times survival bullshit.
Oh, yes.
And all kinds of books and DVDs and,
right.
and all kinds of stuff about
yes. I think
Lord.
It's lame when it's not food and he's like, Here's a survival pack. It's a barrel full of 37 Bibles. What the fuck do I do with that?
Loading.
Yeah.
Loading.
Load.
It's on air now, it says.
It's what they're calling Chromium 6 now.
This is your best, I think. I think this is the greatest product you've ever come up with.
You know, don't do the things, Jim.
28 ounces, the bigger bottle. It's the, we call it extreme. I guess that, you call it extreme survival bottle. You call it extreme survival bottle.
We started with extreme.
Extreme. But here's the
Extreme Survival Warfare Bottle.
Oh, shit.
With a bonus Christmas ornament.
Oh, okay. So, it's a
bonus Christmas ornament.
What war am I in?
With your war? The war against Christmas. Okay. What the hell's wrong with you? The war against Christians.
Oh, okay. I got an ornament.
$25.
Oh, it comes with an ornament. That's a good deal,
Free
though.
Shipping.
What's up, though? Like, what is in the bottle? What does it do for me? To help me
It's a Extreme Survival Warfare bottle. It's right. It's a plastic water bottle. I don't know.
That's
it. Yeah, I don't know if it does CPR or something.
Is it anointed?
Oh,
by
it
Jesus?
Removes herbicides, fungicides, and pesticides.
What?
Wow. Oh, it's probably got a filter.
Oh, well, that's good though.
Extreme survival bottle. Which are killers. That's what some of the most poisonous stuff that's in the water comes from pesticides. So for a gift of $25.
God, their music is too loud, don't you think? The background
music?
Yeah,
yeah. It sounds like somebody just turned on a Casio and played whatever canned song comes on the
Maybe videos. Lori's playing on the side.
I'm sure.
They've got a little, one of those little toy
is
keyboards for
the
her.
Band? Does she direct the
oh,
band?
Yes.
She's like, okay, guys, Yay. 5, 6, 7, 8.
You're going to receive an ornament. With
that's right.
Every one of these models, they come on cards, so they're great to give to somebody for a present yes. for their tree. And then people always save the ornaments.
One ornament is a shitty. It looks like a note card, and it says, "God made you unique, just like a snowflake."
It's a note card that says that.
I think the snowflake is the actual.
Actual
ornament, but it's there's a card that it's attached to. It says, "God made you unique, just like a snowflake."
Is it true though? Are all snowflakes different? Is that a fucking urban myth?
That may be mostly
true. Is that
true?
Bullshit? There's not one that's the fucking same.
Well,
how does anybody know?
There's no reason there couldn't be.
Okay. I guess I don't disagree with Jim Baker at this point.
I think the odds are low for duplicate snowflakes.
As for a gift of $125,
you've
bought six presents.
What?
That you could write him a little note and say, "I love you," and this, keep this.
I love you. Here's for when the Negroes attack. Here's for when Obama's deep state overthrows the Lord chosen great leader of Trump.
Hold on a second. I'm getting six snowflake ornaments that aren't the same.
No, well, I don't
Bullshit.
Know. It says
these
six...
ornaments are the same.
Well, the ornaments are all the same, of course.
I got six of them. Why do I need six if they're all exactly the same? What's with the upselling? Why six? Mm-hmm. Why are they coming in a pack of six?
Well, you got those Christians have big families.
Right. Okay.
It's in your house forever.
Right.
And you know what we're going to do, Rick? We're going to give... six ornaments
That's right,
with this bottle. Deal. And this is crazy.
Ooh. Did Lori whistle in the background?
Somebody did. There's
oh
like six people
God.
Up on the stage.
Is it really?
Yeah. Jeez. Skipping.
And many others online at jimbakershow.com.
Happy birthday.
Thank you
Jesus
for your
ornament.
Prayers and financial support.
Ugh.
It's because of you we can continue to broaden.
Well, you could buy 13 Extreme Survivor Warfare bottles for $250. And they give you 14 ornaments. You get an extra ornament.
But that's so much money, man. That like, who could afford that? Why don't? Here's my thought. Okay, and I don't mean to poo-poo their scheme here, but like, if just get one and share it. You know what I mean? Like, you fill it up, you pour the filtered water out into another container.
Yeah.
You fill it up. You know what I mean? You don't need six. You don't need six.
So there. There's your little bit of the Jim Baker Show live right now, the new Christian QVC.
Yeah, and you know, I watched that Doomsday Prepper show. We watched
that. Yeah, it was a great show.
Listen, these people, those people, the preppers, they're nuts, you know, and so Jim Baker is feeding off their nuttiness, and then he sprinkles some Jesus in there. I mean, this is just fucking evil as shit, dude.
Our Lady of Perpetual Butthurt.
Todd Starnes.
Todd Starnes, you remembered.
Oh, the voice on this guy.
Hello, everybody. It's Todd Starnes, and here to complain about Christian persecution.
I'd like to hear that guy. Give him some lithium. I want to know what that's like.
Todd the Starnes is all but hurt.
Oh, okay.
About the... We talked about it on yesterday's show. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
Yes.
Thanks for all the listens and the downloads.
Right.
We love you all a long time.
Give our podcast to somebody you love for Christmas.
$5 make you holla.
Right.
Well, maybe 10.
$10.
Todd Starnes is all pissy over the horrible removal of the Confederate statues from downtown Memphis.
Oh my God.
The two parks that they had to figure out how to get rid of those fucking...
they had to sell the park.
They had to sell the parks because the historical society that was something, historical commission in charge of it was like, you can't take them down.
Oh my God. Hey, you guys, you fucking assholes.
So they had to sell two public parts.
Yes.
With these Confederate monuments. And, you know, moments after selling them that night, they had to sneak in the middle of the night because of these lunatics.
Oh, yeah.
They're worried that there's going to be a riot.
Well, they're a target for these racists.
Remember death threats in that one town? Was it Louisiana? There were death threats to all of the... There were only six companies that had trucks with a crane big enough to haul off these fucking statues. Right. And all six companies were threatened. Like, don't you dare take that contract. We're going to kill you.
Jeez. They had to dress like Cokens.
They wore masks.
Yeah, they did. You know,
that's what we've come to.
Right.
Racist statues coming down. The people have to disguise themselves because of the horrible, violent racists who might attack them or go after them later.
Why don't we fix the context, though? Put a different plaque up there that explains the reality of what these traitors did and how they were racist and evil. I mean, that actually is not a, you know.
Or put them in a fucking museum where they belong.
Or my personal thought is burn them in front of everybody and make everybody watch. And that's what you do with these fuck nuts. You don't burn anybody.
A couple more generations. Whatever. Nobody give a fuck.
Yeah, you're right. Nobody needs to get burnt. I just meant the statues.
So Todd Lee Starnes.
Boo.
Went on a little tweet storm.
Yes.
Upset about it.
Of course.
He shared the story, a few different versions of different stories.
Yes.
His first tweet was, Memphis mayor wages jihad on American history. Hashtag arrest Jim Strickland.
Oh my God.
The mayor.
Right.
Arrest Jim Strickland.
Wow. Based on fucking what?
Because he's waging jihad on American history. Right. So, you're getting... like all good Christians, they want to punish the fuck out of everybody.
Yes. That's nice.
Then he said, hey, mayor, at the mayor of Memphis, ISIS is doing the same thing in Iraq. Hashtag arrest Jim Strickland. Hashtag culture jihadist.
You know, if you haven't listened to Todd Starnes, your impression of this fucknut is dead goddamn on.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's exactly, this guy is, that's perfect. He sounds nuts.
Wasn't it the Send the Hornets Lord? Wasn't that his famous?
He wanted hornets to come out and sting gay people to death.
Something like that. There was the Lord sent some hornets at a town, you know, in the Old Testament. Right. Lord was pretty cranky.
Oh, yeah, in the Bible. You're talking about the Bible or Harry Potter. Okay.
Well, I don't know.
Lord of the Rings.
I did read all of Harry Potter. I don't think there's any hornets.
What's better, Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings? Be honest. Like you would.
Lord of the Rings, I think.
Yeah, me too. I think so too.
But easy. I like the Harry Potters.
I love them, but it's good nothing fluff. Like Lord of the Rings.
Here we go.
Okay. Here's...
And so, my fellow Americans, my fellow countrymen, I want to ask you something this evening. Who among us is willing to stand with the Roy Costners of the world? Who among us is willing to stand in the face of adversity and persecution? They may demand to know the contents of our prayers and our sermons. They may try to shut down our bakeries. But my friends, we will not be silenced. We will not be intimidated. Now I know things may appear to be hopeless. But friends, hope is not lost. In the Old Testament book of Exodus, the Israelites were facing a great battle, outnumbered and overpowered. But the Almighty told them, fear not. And he said that he would send a swarm of hornets to clear the battlefield. And that, my fellow Americans, should be the battle prayer of every patriot saint. When the public schools tell students that our founding fathers were a bunch of terrorists, send the hornets, Lord, clear the field. When a teacher tells a little boy he can't pray over his meal, send the hornets, Lord, clear that field.
Send the hornets, Lord. I mean, he wants swarms of insects to go after people. This is Christian. Todd Starnes, right. Send the hornets, Lord.
You know, if I'm Jesus or whatever, whoever the fuck you're praying to, I would be like, hey, can you quit complaining for a second? Can you just quit fucking complaining and enjoy your life? Aren't you happy? Don't you have shit? You're in America. Nobody's fucking with you. Nobody's quieting your voice. No one's silencing these
fuckheads. But Ryan, there's a war on Christianity.
Oh, yeah, you're right. God, this guy's mentally ill.
I got more tweets.
Oh, for real?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
From today. The mayor of Memphis desecrated a gravesite tonight. He should be held accountable. Ah. Hashtag arrest Jim Strickland.
Oh, my God.
So, now, if some drooler, knuckle dragger, Confederate flag waving Bible swinger.
Perfect.
Right winging bitter clinger.
Boo!
He picks up a gun and goes after the mayor of Memphis.
Yeah.
This fat fuck should be held accountable.
Absolutely, man. He's inciting bullshit. Violence. I mean, the problem is the people that, if you believe what Todd Starnes is saying, you have to be mentally ill.
Yeah.
There's no other way around it. You're a wacko and you probably got guns. It's disturbing. Really. And if God existed, he would hate you all because you're douchebags.
The more tweets.
Yes.
The mayor of Memphis is a culture jihadist. The mayor and the city council should be arrested for their lawlessness. Now the city council.
Oh,
now
my
the
God. Whole,
now the mayor and the city council should be arrested.
Okay. Everybody.
And how is that lawless? They voted.
Yeah. And what does this have to do with God, a Confederate statue? Or was Robert E. Lee in the motherfucking Bible?
Well, you know.
Well, I mean, really, what is their connection?
This doesn't have anything to do with God, but it's their heritage. It's history.
Yeah.
So next tweet. The Memphis City Council and the mayor should be taken into custody immediately.
What would you charge him with, Todd? Arresting selling a park?
Have the Memphis police arrested the mayor, Jim Strickland, for his gross abuse of power? Question mark. Hashtag Todd Starnes Show.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Hashtag Todd Starnes Show.
Boo.
So there you go. Todd Lee Starnes.
It's crazy.
Losing his fucking mind. Has the mayor been arrested? The mayor and the city council.
You know, I don't know. This guy sounds like if you took
Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah. If you took the Jesus out of what he was saying and replaced it with other things, other proper nouns or something, you would say, you know what? This poor guy needs to be taken into a hospital. He needs to be evaluated. He probably needs some Prozac or something. He needs to be, you know, in some fuzzy handcuffs, not hurting himself. He's calling on hornets to sting people.
One response to his tweet says, the Fed should move to protect all monuments nationwide. Enough of this.
Well, they are protected. God damn, to get these fucking things taken down, it's like an act of, no pun intended, fucking God.
Then a sane person responded to that asshole and said, why? That's democracy. The people of that town don't want racist bullshit up in their town. Maybe you should reconsider if democracy is a good idea for you. Maybe you're actually an authoritarian. Just saying, smiley face.
Hey, Todd, listen, not for nothing. That makes some sense. I mean, maybe you should move to Afghanistan or Iran. You wouldn't be so mad all the fucking time. Send the hornets, Lord. God.
Clear the field.
God, for the Lord is like, number one, I don't, you think I have hornets up here or something? Like, I snap my Jesus fingers, like, okay, let me order up some hornets. The fuck do you think I am, Amazon.com?
This tweet is great. To Todd Starnes, sorry they broke your participation trophies.
Ah, that's funny.
That's one of their favorite things to say on the right, right? Is, oh, all the liberals just want participation trophies. They're all cucks now. That's why we're so emasculated, because we got to give trophies if you just fucking show up. You got to teach kids that you're going to lose.
Yeah. You got to beat them more. That's good. You know, if you beat kids and shit, you turn out people like Todd Starnes and Bill O'Reilly. And fucking, what's the guy, the dude that's dead now? Roger Ailes. Yeah, you create guys with a fuck dungeon.
Send the hornets, Lord.
Yeah, I mean, why would some being that's supposed to be almighty and all-knowing be like, the only way to solve this problem is to send a swarm of insects that'll sting these people to death? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's enlightened.
Right.
That's mature.
And I wonder what their great offense was, this other town of people or whatever.
No, they're dickheads.
They didn't believe in God, probably, so
they
deserve to be smited. Which the Christians conveniently overlook when they talk about Islam being a violent religion.
Yeah. I mean, you know, God has so many followers. I don't know, back in the day, you know, Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin, they did a Broadway show and they were so fucking popular. Didn't they shut down Times Square? There were so many fans there.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, it's kind of like, do you think at that time, Jerry Lewis, somebody said, hey, Jerry, there's a guy way over there that's not into you. Jerry would be like, I don't fucking care. Everybody's into me. Jesus is the same way. If you told God that there's a group of people that don't believe in him, he would probably be like, okay, fine. I'm not threatened by that.
Yeah.
Everybody in America is into me, so much so that they elect these right-wing nutjob dick bags who don't do anything. Do you know what I mean?
Send the hornets, Lord.
God's like, I'm not sending hornets.
Clear the field.
I'm fucking baked. Leave me alone. Fuck you.
Fucking asshole. Violent. Violent.
Oh, I know.
Don't worry. Someone tells a little boy he can't read his Bible at lunch. Send the hornets, Lord. Clear the field.
You know, the disingenuous thing is like, what little boy wants to read his fucking Bible at lunch? Show me one. Show me somebody that's not reading their Bible out of fucking fear of being smited. Do you enjoy it?
Well, and remember, Todd Starnes was involved in that controversy where he was out squealing his little piggy squeals on his Fox radio show that about a little girl who was told, you can't read that Bible during lunchtime.
Yeah.
And then she named a teacher that had come up to her during lunch.
Yes.
And told her, you can't do that. She described the teacher, and no such teacher existed. What a shock. The school looked into it, and they're like, we have no evidence of this. There are no teachers that were male that were working the lunchroom.
This is bullshit.
But then it was just a coincidence that Todd had a new book out about Christian persecution, stories like that, and the little girl... What a remarkable coincidence was the daughter of his publisher.
Oh, my God.
The daughter of his fucking publisher was all of a sudden persecuted, and they found no evidence of it.
God, you know, some of you fundamentalists, when do you get tired of being suckers? Are you ever tired of it, or do you like it? Or is there something about it you like? Do you like giving in to these shysters like fucking Jim Baker and Brian Fisher and... You like listening to Fox and Friends, just getting the shaft, people lying to you all the time? Is some part of you that gets off on it or something? Are you fucked up like that? I don't know.
I've got another story. It's Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We do this every Friday.
That's right, Pat.
Although we do other Christian-y stories throughout the week as they
ram
their Bibles into our holes.
Ooh, yes.
Why don't you go after Muslims? When, you know, a Muslim is trying to pass a law here, then we'll complain about it.
Listen, we live in America. It's like... Right.
You guys, but what about the jihad?
How many evangelicals...
Look what happened in San Francisco, Ryan. He was going to blow up people on Christmas. Right.
How many evangelicals are in our government? How many legislative evangelicals do we have?
A terrifying
All of
amount.
Them. Most of them. That's why. Fuck off, man.
The Tony Perkins's hate group, the anti-LGBTQ Family Research Council.
Oh God!
This holiday season,
hey
is,
Tony, choke to death on waffle fries from Chick-fil-A, you
is,
dickhead!
They're hurling the love of the Lord by sending out emails and bumper stickers that say, pray for President Trump.
Oh, suck my dick. God. How stupid are people?
And, of course, there's fundraising letters, Ryan, because none of this is just for helping the world. We're going to raise some money to help make sure we somehow figure out a way to throw gay people in jail.
How much of those fucking...
That's what ultimately this is for.
God, we make jokes about this stuff, but fuck these guys.
Tony Perkins sent out a fundraising email. I'm not ashamed to say it. I pray for President Trump.
You're not ashamed of anything, you fucking whore.
You too, I'm sure. I can tell you firsthand, Donald Trump needs and appreciates our prayers for God's wisdom and guidance, for his grace and protection, and for his will to be done and our nation blessed to the glory of God.
Is this dickhead Tony telling me if I pray enough, it'll give Trump grace? Whatever that fucking means.
I don't think he cares. He just wants you to fill out the $20, $50, $100.
How much is a bumper sticker?
I don't know. It says, as committed followers of Jesus Christ, we are dedicated to pray for the leaders God has placed in authority across our land.
Jesus
How many
Christ.
Prayer circles did these assholes have for Obama?
Oh, a lot, man.
Who apparently God placed in authority across our land.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, Obama won the popular vote.
No, he didn't.
Boo!
Nah, he's Kenyan Muslim, gay.
Right. Hey.
Pot smoker.
I got a question. If God anointed Trump, then how come God needed Russian collusion to put him in office? How come God needed the electoral motherfucking college?
Through Uncle Nipples.
Oh, okay. Oh, see, that's what they say, right? The mysterious ways of the electoral college.
What's wrong with Russia? Why can't we be friends with Russia?
Well, I don't know. They're the bad guys in every 80s movie.
In the alternative universe, Hillary Clinton wins. And if there was any whiff of Russian collusion,
get the fuck out of here.
They would be burning Russian flags in the Alabama streets right now.
I mean,
right. Now all of a sudden they're like, well, what's wrong with being friends with Russia?
You right wing nut job dirt bags that voted for Trump, you better be fucking lucky that there are progressives, that America has patient progressives that want to work things out by the rule of law, and they aren't like you. Because if the shoe was on the other foot,
Antifa?
God, those assholes would be burning this country down, right?
Well, yeah.
It would be nuts.
We've quoted a million times, I forget who said it, but that if the black people were one millionth as violent as the racist white people believe them to be, this motherfucker would have burned 200 years ago.
Right.
So,
and you march at Charlotte with your fucking tiki torches and all that shit.
Yeah.
We're better than you, and you're lucky for it. Suck a dick.
The letter goes on to explain that, it's included in the envelope, so it's a freebie.
Oh, okay.
Included in the envelope is a bumper sticker which declares, pray for President Trump.
Pray for my dick. God.
Perkins then goes on to write, not since 9/11 can I recall a time when our president needed praying Christians like you and me in his corner. Come more on. Than he does today.
Ooh.
Nonstop vicious personal attacks on Trump. Oh, and his political opponents and the left-wing media attacking him.
This shit is rich, man. It's fucking rich, isn't it?
And then he quotes, or then they just have 1 Timothy 2, verse 1 and 2.
Yes.
I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness.
Brian! Is that from the life of Brian?
Hello,
I love that hilarious line.
His name's Brian. Yeah. It's like, he is the Lord, the Messiah. Come here. His name's Brian. You're great. I'm going to watch that over the holidays. It's one of my favorite Christmas movies.
Right, right.
Thanks for joining us. We got a few minutes left here at the big show.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy your last minute Christmas bullshit.
And, you know, donate money to the Family Research Council if you hate gay people.
Right. God.
If you love God and hate the gays.
Right. Eat Chick-fil-A. Just don't do it.
And with Neil Gorsuch up on that Supreme Court, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Great.
They're trying in these different states, like Texas, saying, well, you can go ahead and get gay married, but you can't have no kids. No kids for you.
Oh, yeah. That
Or benefits.
Right.
There's a lawsuit going through right now where they're trying to deny spouse benefits, state employee spousal benefits to same-sex partners.
So you could get married,
but no, you can't give your insurance to that other biscuit bumper.
But you know, biscuit bumper. I mean, so how can the state say you can be married, but then on the other hand say you can't have any of the benefits of it?
Well, that's the law. That's the lawsuit. Hence the lawsuit. But so they're trying. It's the same thing.
Irritating.
It's that same chipping away at it, like they've been trying to do to the abortion laws by saying, "Well, you got to wait for 3 days, 5 days, 6 months. You got to wait 6 months to have your abortion."
What?
No, I'm kidding.
You're right. Right. It's crazy, man.
So there's and they're trying it over and over.
Right.
There's a story about a judge in Kentucky.
Fuck you, boy.
Kim Davis.
Oh, my God.
Her state. I want to get the name of that, the guy that's running against Kim Davis. He's one of the people that she denied a marriage license
right.
to.
And hey,
he's
Trump.
He's now going to be running. And when we posted that story first on Crab Diving on Facebook, several comments were like, let us know. We're donating to him.
Absolutely, man.
So we encourage people to contribute to the campaign of the guy. We'll get his name and everything.
Hey, Schittler, I have a question. Why don't you nominate Kim Davis to some judicial appointment? Why not?
I'm surprised he hasn't.
Dumbass.
Just wait. So there's a Kentucky family court judge who refused to hear cases involving same-sex parents.
Fuck you.
Because, quote, he believes allowing a gay person to adopt could never be in the child's best interest.
What? God.
Judge W. Mitchell Nance made these comments earlier in the year. At the time...
But the kids adopted.
He was cited, and his only punishment was that he was taken off cases involving same-sex parents.
Jeez.
But now they are the Kentucky's Judicial Conduct Commission found him guilty of misconduct.
Damn. Good.
He will no longer. He did say a couple months ago he'd be resigning. I think he knew where it was going.
I mean,
the reprimand even means he doesn't get to retire like on his own terms.
No shit. Hey, that's what you get for being a fucking asshole, dickhead.
It says his beliefs also raised other questions, like whether he should be allowed to make decisions in cases involving divorce.
Oh my God, yeah.
What about cases where the parents were openly liberal?
Right.
And supportive of LGBTQ rights. They might not be same sex, but maybe they're supporters.
Right. Just think about all these appointments Trump's making, all these little insidious, weird religious fuckers that are just...
Right. And this proves the point
and shit,
of why they need to be removed. I'm not saying you can't have religious beliefs and still be a fair, impartial judge. This guy is letting his beliefs, he thinks his beliefs are above the law.
That's the
problem.
He's expressing
That's like Roy fucking Moore. He thinks his beliefs are above the actual law. But those laws are put in by activist judges. What the fuck are you doing, you drizzle cunt?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing?
But don't a
you're
lot
an
of
activist judge.
Yeah, but don't a lot of Republicans say that though? They always say, "Well, I believe in God and then the law." They say that, right?
Yeah.
So why do we even tolerate that? I mean, when a senator or a representative or something says something like that, where they sort of they let you know that their faith is more important than the Constitution, shouldn't they be removed?
Well, yeah.
I mean, God.
Yes. Yes.
God damn it. Kate, make it so, please.
And I believe our vice president is one of those guys who says,
God.
God, family, or God, country, family in that order or something like that.
Damn, his family's got to be like, hey, wait a second. What about us? We're the last. That sucks.
So I guess that's good news, but holy shit.
Hey, Mike Pence, I have a question. Where's the rabbit, your pet rabbit, on that, the grand scheme of things? I mean, do you value the rabbit above your family or not? Surely not above Jesus.
Well, above gay people.
Oh, yeah.
He certainly does.
Ah, that's a good one. You think... do you think Mike Pence has a higher regard for rabbits than
absolutely.
The LGBT community?
He couldn't wait to sign that law in Indiana.
Yeah.
That,
you're right.
That brought hellfire and tens of millions of dollars of lost revenue to his stupid little back-ass words.
Then it's insane.
Cabal.
That's crazy.
I apologize to Indiana.
I remember when that shit happened.
Yeah.
And if you told me then that, you know, your vice president's going to be Mike Pence, I'd be like, what are you smoking?
Yeah.
You're fucking... Let me have some of that.
Oh, God. It looks like they're trying to... There's some Bible swingers that are trying to get Trump
yes.
to declare a national day of repentance.
Oh, God.
To avoid God's judgment.
No shit. Hey, if this is all real, all this God bullshit's real, you need more than a day, you fucking
How
evangelicals.
How is this not The Handmaid's Tale? I mean, it's just like right out of the fucking playbook.
It's fucking bananas, dude.
And they don't care. They don't see it.
We don't give a fuck. Fuck you.
There's some authors by the name of Paul McGuire, Troy Anderson, who just wrote a book called Trumpocalypse.
Okay.
And they're trying to get the book to the president so that he can announce a national day of repentance. They hope will be getting directly in the hands of President Trump, who they hope will read it and follow their recommendation that he declare a national day of repentance in hopes of staving off God's judgment of America.
Wait, we need it.
I think God's already judged us.
Oh, yeah.
And we're being punished with Trump.
God's like, I'm sending that cigar shaped meteor. It's going to hit our planet and fuck us up. What do we do that? So, okay, let's just say we have a day of repentance. What does that mean? Does it mean I hit myself with a chain or something?
A minister friend of ours is working with the White House and members of Congress on a congressional resolution that would call for this National Day of Repentance. The idea is that from the Oval Office, he would read the Lincoln Proclamation, repent for America's sins before God.
Yay!
And there would be a day-long event.
Eat my dick.
Maybe some cake.
Yeah.
Rabbi Jonathan Cahn has agreed to do a Passover Seder.
Jeez.
And Graham Lotz.
Oh, God.
Billy Graham's crotch spawn.
This is not about repentance. This is like Lollapalooza,
second,
but for Jesus.
Yeah, second generation fraud.
They're going to sell funnel cakes, you know, snow cones, meat on a stick, like at the fucking Ren Fair. It's going to be the whole thing.
She's apparently in on it. She's coordinating with members of Congress and faith leaders.
This is going to be merch. There's going to be a day, you can get day of repentance, like fucking tank tops, sunglasses, fucking hats, a whole ball of shit.
So I don't know how that could fly. It's not going to happen. I don't think Trump makes fun of Pence, of Pence's religiosity.
And Trump needs more than a day. I mean, honestly, if this is real, Trump needs a lot of time. He's
well for Trump
for
to repent.
Oh my God, you have no
they're
idea.
Talking about, they don't think Trump's done anything wrong. They're worried about all the butt sex.
Oh, okay. Yeah, makeup.
And all the Muslims and all the black people being uppity
shit.
And stuff.
You mean the black people have to spend the day repenting for their skin color? Wow,
well, no,
guys.
Black people have to repent every moment for their skin color,
according
to these
people.
Yeah, right.
They're like, hey, geez, that's only a day. That's nice. God, what vile lunatics.
Yeah, I mean,
mental illness.
We got to get these Republicans out of office because they're really terrifyingly taking more and more over here.
Quit fucking us. Just quit. Just keep your sky god shit to yourself. And I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Go pray for yourself. How's that? What about that?
And the dumbification.
Yeah. Don't be stupid. Don't vote. That would be the most helpful. Believe in all your bullshit. But when it comes time to vote, you dickhead evangelicals, just stay home and repent. Talk to Sky God about it or something.
And now there's some asshole. Jennifer Rivera is her name.
Wee-wee.
Who works for something called the Creation Museum.
My favorite.
Is that a contradiction in terms?
Yeah.
Creation Museum.
Is this like the Ark of the Experience?
I said in a different town, but no Ark. What besides the Bible could be in the fucking Creation Museum?
You know,
because there's no other evidence.
I just thought of a great thing to have in the Creation Museum. You know, you could have an animatronic thing of like a God ripping a rib out of Adam and create a woman. It's like,
You think God like roofied him first, at least knocked
Fuck
him
no.
out, or just
God's
ripped
like,
it out of him?
God's like, hey, Adam, this is gonna sound crazy, but you know, I wanted to add some theatricality to.
Listen,
the old
I'm gonna give
thing.
You something to fuck.
Yeah, but it's gonna cut. It's gonna be real painful.
And then
you're gonna resent her. You
through
know?
Incest, you're going to create the whole species.
Yeah, and then Adam's like, oh, okay, well, if you do that to me, can you make her have an affair with a snake and eat an apple? Why? I don't know. I'm into that. It turns me on for some fucking reason.
And of course,
reason.
The Christians blame the woman.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
For everything.
Of course.
For everything.
And then later
the
on.
The fall yes. of man is the fault of women.
Right. And don't let her vote for a real long time and then pay me more.
That's cool. How they justify it.
Rip that rib out of me then. That's fine.
And that's how these assholes still justify it.
Sure.
These creepy Christians that want the women folk to stay home barefoot and pregnant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then
you're Duggars.
Right. And then let Harvey Weinstein build a whole movie studio on rape, on just raping women.
Well, yeah,
there
that
you
too.
Go. Perfect.
The Cincinnati Museum Center
yes.
offers teachers and parents the opportunity to bring exhibits to kids via their science programs on wheels.
Science?
For example, one of the options includes Evolution of Diversity, A History of Earth's Changes. Which
evolution?
Huh?
That sounds good, right? Evolution.
Well, yeah, we're pro this. This is the real museum.
Oh, this is not the creation.
No, no, no.
Okay,
this woman from the Creation Museum is all pissed off about this.
Oh, I got you.
It says this traveling program
yes.
allows kids to, quote, examine an Ordovician period diorama
Ooh.
And fossil specimens from Ooh. Museum collections.
My favorite.
Jennifer Rivera, who works for the Creation Museum, however, is urging parents not to let your children experience because it, quote, will steer kids in the wrong direction. Science. Fucking science
oh, yeah.
will steer kids in the wrong direction.
It's science, though. I mean, it shouldn't steer you. It should just be science. You know what I mean? Like, it should just be something. I don't know.
She writes, children will supposedly be captivated by the evolutionary dioramas and fossil specimens designed to convince them these faulty man-made ideas are in fact true. Sadly, this is another example of indoctrinating children. Isn't that ironic?
You know,
isn't
yes,
that fucking ironic?
That's ironic as fuck. But you know, the sad thing is, dickhead, is no, the great thing is that science is interesting and compelling, and your bullshit creationism from Genesis
right.
is boring. It's boring as fuck.
And you indoctrinate your children to believe that they're horrible creatures deserving
yeah.
of punishment just because they crawled out of a vagina.
Right, right. Go create some more strippers.
They use visually alluring materials into believing that convincing them that everything came into existence through random processes over eons of time. If these children are just animals and the result of random accidents, then they have no purpose, no hope in life, and no basis for right and wrong.
Oh, my God.
All the bullshit tropes.
Yes.
Atheists don't have right and
oh,
wrong.
Right.
Atheists don't believe in a purpose
sure.
to life. Well, that's kind of true. What
yeah.
I mean, but no hope, no life.
Yeah, yeah.
blah, 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 blah.
Right. And just a reminder, we don't see any evangelical types doing any kind of fucked up shit, right? Mostly they're all above board.
Yeah.
Nothing bad going on there. Nothing to see, you know.
So there you go. They're squealing little pig squeals trying to stop a traveling science program.
How fucking
from
great.
Going to that makes science fun.
Yes.
Trying to keep that from happening to go into their into public schools because of their religious mythos.
Oh, quit being crazy. Quit being crazy fucking idiots, you know?
I don't know if that's possible.
Right.
We gotta go. We're gonna go celebrate a pagan holiday this
Yay.
Weekend that's been corrupted by Christianity.
That's right, Pat.
But have a merry one.
Okay.
Happy whatever you celebrate. We hope you have a good old time. We're going to be back on Tuesday with more of this. If you're listening live, stay tuned. We got a brand new sparkling K Voice of Resistance for y'all.
Viva la Resistance!
Then, like I said, we'll be back next week. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy, his Instagram at Radar Comedy, or go to his website, which is RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We hope y'all have a great evening. We're going to be doing this again in a few days.
That's right.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
I'm trying to find...
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well... You know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.